Mike Nichols. He's an attorney with the Nichols Law Firm out of East Lansing. Mike, how are you?
Tony, I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I thought about you yesterday when the story that I saw front page of the Detroit News was headlined, Workers' Choice, Flu Shots or Axe. There
right.
are two hospital systems that are insisting that their employees get flu shots, and if they don't, they could lose their jobs. And I wondered, first of all, it seems logical that you would do this. It's going to protect the people involved who are working. It's going to protect the hospital and all its patients. But people's rights come into effect here. And I was wondering what your take, what's the legal aspect of this? Can these two healthcare systems say, get these shots or we'll fire you?
Well, and when I got your text or your message yesterday, Tony, I started doing a little research, and since it's you know been a while since I practiced employment law, being a constitutional defender handling one DUI case at a time, I contacted a friend and a colleague and got online, did some research, and reflected back on the days at Channel 10 when we were together, and our a collective bargaining agreement, and here's sort of where I came down with it. You know, if the employee is at will, in other words, you don't have a personal contract with your employer, you know, like you would think of a professional athlete, for example, or a newscaster, you don't have a union protecting you through a collective bargaining agreement, you're considered at will. And that means the hospital could fire you for any reason or no reason, so long as it's not an illegal reason. And that's where this whole thing gets really interesting. Let's say I object on religious grounds to a flu shot. Does that mean the employer choosing to fire me because I'm exercising my religious beliefs is an illegal reason? That could create some interesting arguments in lawsuits, or as we lawyers like to say, litigation. But, you know, Tony, you would think that the hospital systems like the one we're talking about here in Metro Detroit have, you know, had their legal staff research it, which wasn't clear in the news articles that I read. But they've probably, you know, you can presume if we're talking about a hospital, they've researched whether or not the employee getting the shot is going to be exposed to adverse health effects, and you know, obviously the interest of the hospital is let's not have people missing work because they're sick, or exposing our patients because they've got the flu virus in their system and they may not be, you know, showing those symptoms yet. So pretty fascinating subject that you came up with there, Tony.
Well, when you start talking about unions, the two healthcare organizations that are implementing this are the Royal Oak Base Beaumont Health System and Munson Healthcare in Traverse City. And according, you mentioned unions, the Service Employees International Union Healthcare of Michigan, which represents some 55,000 healthcare workers across the state, they don't like the rule, and they think it should be something that you volunteer for. So when a union and collective bargaining comes into place, I would assume that that's going to have to be bargained or it's going to end up in court?
Yeah, absolutely right. It's something that has to be bargained for if the employer wants to be able to enforce it with, you know, any step on that, you know, progressive discipline chain, whether it's you go home for a week without pay, or you're suspended for a month without pay, you know, we put something in your file, whatever that is. Something interesting that I found, because I always felt as if, you know, there's a little bit of exposure to me from a health standpoint if I'm going to take a flu shot, and it would appear that most of the flu shots out there, other than that mist, are almost minimal risk, except if you're, according to the Center for Disease Control website, which I looked at last night and I'm on right now, if you're the 1 in 100,000 people a year who develop something called Guillain-Barré syndrome, which it creates, you know, like fever, nerve damage, muscles that are weaker, then you can be really exposed to harmful side effects or illness by that dead flu virus that's in a flu shot.
Well, you know, my wife brought up a couple of interesting things. First of all, we our oldest son has allergies to eggs and poultry as well as nuts. So what happens with people like this? I know there's alternative shots, but you know, you wonder about that. And then, Mike, this is that slippery slope that the more you start dictating things, we've had people call in and say, how dare the governor or the United States government dictate, you know, what cafeterias on a local level serve. You start infringing on people's rights in a small manner, inch by inch, and all of a sudden, you know, you feel like you're under a dictatorship. So you wonder, you know, where does it stop? Where does it end?
Inch by inch becomes foot by foot, becomes yard by yard, becomes mile by mile, and next thing you know, free will doesn't exist anymore. I agree. I've got a big libertarian bent in me, Tony, as a constitutional warrior, and that kind of stuff bothers me.
Well, we're going to follow this story. Mike, as always, thanks so much for chatting with us. We'll talk with you again soon.
Happy September, Tony.